Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I am really excited to introduce Lucy Miller to the Chillax podcast. Lucy is a nutritional therapist and a nutritionist based in London and Bath. And from the 20th to the 29th of September, she is going to be running a detox program for Chillax readers. I have followed Lucy for a while and seen her run her detox programs for her clients. They're essentially group-based detoxes, and I've watched them and thought how brilliant they looked. I actually watched her give a presentation about the benefits of detoxing. And I guess it's something I've heard talked about a lot over the years in which I run Chillax. It was the first time when I thought, God, that makes such sense. I really need to do that. My body needs that. My mind needs that. And I really want to bring everybody on the journey and do it together. It's the 20th to the 29th of September. It's 10 days. It's a brilliant opportunity to detoxify your body, to give it a refresh, a reset. And Lucy, welcome. Lucy's here to tell us more. Lucy, I'm so excited for this.
Thank you, Georgie. Thank you for having me on the podcast. I am very excited to be taking the Chillax readers through this detox. I think, yes, everyone's going to need it, whether they've managed to get away this summer or they've just been on a staycation. I think everyone's going to probably need a bit of time for a detox in September.
Absolutely. I am all in. Before we talk about the program, can you explain to people exactly what a detox is and why we need to do it, why it's good for our body? I think it sounds quite faddy, detox, doesn't it? It sort of sounds like people's excuse to be a bit gluttonous and then they're going to, but actually there's real medical evidence that it is what your body needs. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, I think it's important to sort of understand what a detox is, what detoxification is, because, you know, it's a natural process that's going on in our body the whole time, every second of every day. So it is efficient. It's a really efficient system, and it can work without extra support. But, you know, today we're overburdened with the types of food that we're eating, drinks that we're drinking, the air that we're breathing, you know, the products that we use. So we're faced with so many more toxins than we used to. So we've got two phases of liver detox. So they need to work together effectively. So if you imagine kind of an egg timer and you've got your toxins in the top and they've got to get through to the second phase, but they can't go quickly enough. It's not working efficiently enough. And so what happens is the toxins then start to recirculate and we get sort of free radical damage.
When you say a circulation of free radicals, what is that? What does that mean?
So free radicals are basically unstable molecules that can cause kind of oxidative stress in the body. So it can possibly lead to disease, but it can also lead to sort of different symptoms, kind of brain fog or poor skin or change in mood, fatigue, sleep issues, even compromised immunity. So really what we're trying to do is put the nutrients in to optimize this process and to take out the things that are going to slow it down.
And nutrition can do that on its own?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most important ways that we can protect ourselves from toxins. I mean, if you think about it, you know, vitamins and minerals are going to help to keep out toxins, but it's also going to help the liver to eliminate them.
So to the Chillax detox program that you've put together, especially for Chillax readers, this is not a diet, is it? That's really important to say.
No.
This is not about weight loss. This is a process for your body to detoxify the body. It is not about a faddy diet, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not some strange fad diet. You know, we're definitely not starving ourselves. You shouldn't be hungry. It's more, as I said, about taking the bad stuff out and putting the good stuff in so that we sort of optimize that whole detoxification process. So what we'll be putting in is we'll be focusing very much on whole foods. So, you know, so much food now that we consume is processed, and this can be really pro-inflammatory. So we're taking taking that out, we look at sort of plant-rich
inflammation of the gut. Is that what you're
saying? Inflammation of the whole body, your whole system, by having toxins circulating in your body, can be pro-inflammatory to your system. And processed foods are more inflammatory than obviously whole foods. So we are very much focusing on whole foods and plant-rich foods. It's not plant-based, except obviously if you're vegan and vegetarian. But, you know, plants, vegetables, fruits, they're full of antioxidants and phytonutrients. So phytonutrients are the elements within those foods which will help to neutralise the free radicals that I was talking about.
So can we talk about the groups of foods, I guess, that we're focusing on in the detox? Yeah. So we'll come on to it, but there's going to be a whole list of foods that you can and can't eat.
Yeah.
And so whole foods is one of them.
Exactly. So it'll be something that comes from the ground, the tree. You know, it's something that has not been interfered with.
Okay, that's a nice, simple way of understanding it.
Yeah.
Is that the same as a plant-rich food? I mean, does a whole food have to be a plant food?
So, no, it can be a piece of chicken. It hasn't been processed. We look at plant-rich foods because they will also contain the fibre that we need as well, and all the nutrients and the compounds required for detoxification. So fibre as well is going to help you to eliminate your toxins through the bowel.
Okay, just back to the plant-rich foods. Can you just differentiate between vegetables and fruit? Because nutritionists often talk about not having too much fruit, don't they, because it's full of sugar. So what are you looking for? And is it mainly vegetables? And which kind of fruits are okay?
Yeah, it's mainly vegetables, because obviously then you're not going to be sort of overloaded with sugar. And we'll come in a moment to talk about when we do the juices and the smoothies and the soups. And I think it's really important to make sure that there's not just juicing going on. There's also savoury foods.
Sure. Okay, makes sense. Okay, fibre we've done. But when you say fibre, can you give us examples? Because I think people think fibre, don't they think bran flakes, but actually that's not really what you're saying.
Within a whole fruit, for example, you're going to get a lot of fibre in there. So even something like an orange, you think of all the sort of texture within the orange, that is full of fibre. So is, say, an apple. The moment you sort of take that the juice out of there, you've got less fibre in there. So we're looking at whole plant-rich foods.
Okay, protein.
So protein, I advise that the readers have protein at every meal. And the reason we do this is because it increases satiety, which is that feeling of being full, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar. And also you need the amino acids, which are the components of protein. You need the amino acids for the detoxification process. And then sort of organic, as you know, organic can be really expensive. It's not always available. So it's just a case of consuming it where you can to kind of lower the toxic load.
Yeah, that's interesting with organic, isn't it? When you just relate it back purely to toxins, you kind of understand the benefit of organic food. Water is obviously a big thing, right?
Yeah, hydration helps flush the waste through the kidneys and the gut. And timing, we try to sort of say that if you can and it's feasible, then have your last food before 7 o'clock, then don't eat again until 7 a.m. I mean, not too difficult, but it just gives your liver a chance to sort of rest, work more effectively, and it promotes digestion.
Okay, so that's what we're really encouraging people to do, is to eat in that 12-hour time frame. What have you got to take out? All the fun stuff.
Well, just to say that,
cover your ears at this bit if you're not.
This is the mean bit. No, I think it's really important to say that, first of all, in a normal day to day, I don't advocate taking out whole sort of food groups if there's no reason to. If you don't have a sensitivity to it, then I'm not going to say take out gluten or take out this or take out that. It's just, you know, it's not feasible. It's more about balance. But what we're doing in here was we're eliminating for certain foods that can be pro-inflammatory, and they can just slow down the detox process. So sugar, you know, we're taking out sugar. It's a huge part of the program to stabilize blood sugar. You know, it's crept into so much of the food that we're consuming. And, you know, you could even look at a label of savory food and see sugar in there, and it's a savory food. And our palate's just got used to having, you know, so much more sugar. And it can affect mood, it can cause fatigue, cravings, and even cause aging. It's our biggest addiction, and it's really, really hard to just give it up. But what we're trying to do in the program is adjust your taste buds slightly, and having sort of more sour and bitter foods, so that sugar, when you have it again, tastes kind of sweeter. So hopefully it will help to reduce the cravings going forward. But artificial sweetener, it's the same thing. We're taking it out. Your body can react in the same way.
So you're basically telling me I'm going to have to do 9 days with no Diet Coke. That's the reality, isn't it?
No dark coke, Georgie, I'm afraid.
I'm all in. I will be able to do it. What about gluten?
Gluten, just to explain to the readers, it's a protein found in grains, which our bodies just find hard to break down and digest. So it can irritate the gut, it can cause inflammation again, as I've said, and it can cause bloating and affect mood. And it's actually when you take it out, it's not until you maybe put it back in again that you realise that, you know, it does have an effect on you. Some people don't have any reaction to it at all. Some people do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Dairy, again, dairy is sort of mixed evidence on this, but the reason we're taking it out is that genetically, a lot of us are unable to digest lactose, which is a natural sugar found in sort of milk and other dairy products. So, you know, again, this can cause inflammation. So we're taking this out for the detox. Eggs, sadly, that's the really annoying one. Eggs are coming out. It's just a really common allergen, but you could be intolerant, not have an allergic reaction to it. You can be intolerant to eggs. And again, it can cause symptoms of bloating, slow down the digestive system, slow down the detoxification process. So it's something that I kind of researched because I really wanted to keep it in there because it's really hard sometimes to create breakfasts in this program. And eggs make that a lot easier. And they've got great source of protein and other nutrients. But I wouldn't advocate taking these out on a permanent basis. But we take them out to see when you put it back in again, if it makes any difference to how you're feeling.
And just for this really, really, really clean detoxification process.
There's nothing in there that can cause any irritation to the gut or any inflammation. So we take out, and that is because it's highly processed, and we're usually highly processed. We leave miso in there because it's been through a fermentation process that makes it beneficial to the gut.
So no soy sauce. I love my soy sauce.
No soy sauce. There's something called coconut aminos. It tastes very, very similar. So you could
really?
That.
Alcohol, caffeine. Oh, I mean, okay. We need to point out the obvious.
Alcohol, obviously, it's going to inhibit our detoxification, pro-inflammatory, aging diseases, you know, disrupts our sleep. We've all had that 3 o'clock in the morning wake up after too much alcohol, you know, disrupts the hormones. Yeah, alcohol has to come out, I'm afraid. When we go to reach that glass of wine, we're all in it together. We can get through. Caffeine, this is another thing that competes for detoxification in the liver. It raises our cortisol levels, which is our stress hormone, and can cause anxiety, palpitations, and so on.
Got it. Can we talk about nightshade vegetables? This is in as a no. What's wrong with these poor nightshade vegetables? Why are they called nightshades? And peppers and aubergines and tomatoes are my favourite thing ever. So I know.
And again, it's amazing how much food contains tomatoes and peppers, like even soups and things, because they're just naturally sweet. They are full of beneficial nutrients. I'm not saying to take them out for longer than the 10 days. But what these vegetables contain is a chemical called solanine, which can be pro-inflammatory and can irritate the gut. And they also contain lectins, which are plant proteins, which can disrupt the sort of integrity of the gut wall.
There's a lot of things coming out here. Do we need supplements to balance that? I mean, I know there is an option. How essential is it? You know, is your body okay without all this stuff for 9 days?
Yeah,
10 days?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the recipes that have been put together are very much balanced. And, you know, you shouldn't be hungry, and you're going to have all the nutrients that you need. And, you know, it doesn't require supplements, but there is an option to include a metabolic food-based supplement, and all the details are in the pack. So when readers sign up for the program, within the digital pack that they get sent, there is an option to purchase a supplement that really will have, has all the nutrients to accelerate the detox process.
Okay, so to be clear at this point, this is a free detox that Lucy is kindly putting on. So there is no fee that you have to pay. It can be purely food driven. So if that's what you want to do, that's fine. However, there is the option to do 2 days of liquid only. Lucy, tell us about this. Tell us about the benefits of this. And then they can sign up, can't they? People can sign up to the Garden Eatery, who will be sending them the juices direct. Am I right?
Yeah. The reason we do this, we do the 8 days where you follow the program in terms of the recipes and the detox bowls I can talk to you about in a moment. But then we have 2 days of liquid only, which are the last 2 days. And this is really to further promote the detox process by taking the sort of energy away from digestion. Your body can then focus more on the detox process. It's not for everyone. So obviously, if you've got any medical condition, then I obviously don't do it. But it's not for everyone. I find this really hard myself, actually. And, you know,
I love that you say that, though, as a nutritionist. And you do these detoxification programs with your clients, don't you, as well, in groups?
Yeah,
and I've heard you say, I struggle with this. Some of them are tougher than I am. So it's really nice to hear you say that.
Yeah. You can be flexible. So you could have, during the day, you could do liquid only, and then in the evening eat, or you could do 1 day of liquid only. You could be flexible. Do what you want, because everything that you're doing already is brilliant. You can have the juices delivered from the Garden Eatery, who I've collaborated with. So you would get 2 soups and 3 juices each day. So it means that you've got a kind of lunch and you've got a dinner, as it were, for the soups. And then you've got the 3 juices throughout the day to keep you going. And they're packed full of detoxifying ingredients such as celery and fresh greens and charcoal, which sort of binds to toxins to help with elimination. And we've got parsley and wheatgrass and spirulina. We've been able to really adapt them and make them bespoke for the detoxification program and take out nightshade vegetables.
Okay. So it's not designed to make you totally starving.
No, you shouldn't be hungry. And, you know, if you are and you've already got a protein powder and you don't want to take the supplement, then, you know, you could take a protein powder with that. But all the information in there to help you through that will be in the detox pack.
Just to clarify a bit more, they get this pack and that is providing what to eat, what not to eat, recipes, shopping lists.
Absolutely. It's literally holding your hand all the way through the process. So once you've signed up, everything you need for the program will be in the digital pack. And like you said, it's the science, it's the what not to eat, what to eat, you know, recipes, got some incredible recipes in there. And we'll be supported by a host of experts along the way, which is so exciting. So we've got Pilates and yoga classes and a meditation session. We've got a chef doing detox bowls and we'll do a demonstration on those and how to create them at home and some amazing skincare and body care advice at home just to kind of keep everyone going. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, God, we have to say we have Adria Wu, who's a naturopathic chef. She presents on Channel 4 Sunday Brunch, isn't she? She's going to be coming onto the Sherlock's Instagram a few days before the program to demonstrate some recipes that you can cook for yourself during the 10 days, isn't she? And also give you the kind of shopping list of things that you need to buy in advance. There's beauty advice from Lucia Ferrari, who is very highly regarded in the beauty industry. And Laura, actually, on our team, is a huge fan of Emily Audouard, who's going to be doing a Pilates session for us. Lucy has pulled together all these experts. There's not something every day, but you know, there is, a meditation, beauty, Pilates, recipes. So we're really going to be there. I think you and I are going to be on Instagram doing a live, talking through it. So the idea is that we're all getting on board together and hopefully going to be supporting each other to keep going. Because it's quite hard to stay committed to these
things. It is hard. And I think you said at the beginning, it would be really nice not to just do a detox program to do with sort of the specific diet and what you're following, but also I know you really wanted to make sure the readers had more support than that. You know, maybe everyone sort of gets some friends together and does it with some friends and you do the classes together.
Amazing. Honestly, it's brilliant. I love the fact that we're all going to be so involved. Can we just talk about detoxing hormones? Because I know that's something you believe is really important to detox. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
In terms of hormones, you know, just to give you a couple of examples, like when we're stressed, we produce a hormone called cortisol. So if the liver isn't functioning as well as it should be, you're going to have symptoms of raised cortisol. So things like weight gain, high blood pressure, your mood can change, and anxiety. And then estrogen. So estrogen goes through the same liver detox pathway as alcohol, I'm afraid. So if we don't process this quickly enough, then hormones can end up recirculating. So your symptoms of things like PMT or menopause can be worse. And actually, that's one reason why women can't tolerate alcohol as well as men.
Is that right?
Yes, it does go through the same pathway as alcohol.
We've said this is not a fad diet. This is not about weight loss. I cannot stress that more highly. That is not something that we condone. How should people feel after this? What are the results? I mean, I think what's so exciting is just to see how your body behaves without the caffeine, without the alcohol, without the sugar. And I'm sure we will experience just a clear mind, I imagine. The closest I can get is my 5 days in quarantine where I felt like I had the clearest mind. Ever. How should people feel afterwards?
So it really varies, you know, how people feel during the process and then also afterwards. So, you know, I would say that the majority of people, they've slept better. They definitely have felt more energized. You know, perhaps not the first couple of days. They might be tired, might experience headaches, but people felt less bloated, skin's clearer. I was so much more clear-headed when I've ever done it. And I feel like I should be doing it all the time because my brain works completely differently when I'm on it. And then you can also maybe identify afterwards, you know, any specific food intolerances as they introduce things back in again, can see if that has any sort of negative effect. You know, this is only for 10 days. So we're not making giant leaps here. It's the start. The most important thing is that people are getting an education from it. So I think the most important thing is that this is not like a 10-day food delivery system where after that 10 days, you go back to what you were eating before. This is more about creating a fad-free, sensible plan that you can achieve long-term. You're not necessarily going to take out all those food groups, but you can maybe identify something that you possibly react to. The readers will get immediate results, but I think the most important thing is that they can take away some realistic tools and set you on really the right path to a healthier way of eating.
Yeah. And, you know, even if you slip back into drinking caffeine and, you know, nightshade vegetables, God forbid, that's, that it's a real reset for your body, which I'm sure everyone could gain. You will be sending people away with some sort of guidelines and, you know, tips for continuing on a healthier path. And of course, if they want even more advice, they can book in and see you either remotely or in Bath or in London via your website. If people do want to sign up and they are as excited about this as we all are, the Sherlock team are really excited.
Amazing.
It's our pink ticket to go and drink rosé all summer. If we ever get a summer, I have to say, it's looking so great outside. But yeah, if you are interested and you do want to get on board, then you can go to lucymillernutrition.com and there's a Sherlock page on there, isn't there?
Yes.
With all the information, you put your details in, you'll get this digital pack. And yeah, we will be there along the way to hold everybody's hands. Lucy, thank you. I'm thrilled to be doing this. I think it's so exciting. And I hope everybody listening will get on board. Put it in their diaries, 20th to the 29th of September. We've got our Sherlock summer party the night the detox finishes. So we're going to undo all the good work. Lucy, thank you so much. We will see you again soon. You're going to be back. You're going to be on Instagram TV. As I said, we're going to be doing lots in the run-up and during the detox. So our readers will see more of you then. But for now, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be doing it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.